This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Times Square in New York City was missing its crowds New Year's Eve. It was off limits to all but a limited group of socially distanced in-person honorees, plus some celebrity acts. Nonetheless, celebrations erupted across the globe with an opportunity to celebrate the start of 2021. As we set into the new year, it's important to keep your goals in focus. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Jerry Weiss-Corbally of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Colorado health officials continue to investigate how the new strain of the coronavirus reached the Centennial State. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says officials are still investigating what could be the state's second case of a new coronavirus strain. The Democratic governor praising researchers in Colorado for being the first to detect the new strain.
It doesn't mean it's not already in many states, if not most states, it probably is. What they saw in the United Kingdom is it quickly overtook other variants because their data shows that it spreads faster.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Health officials in Florida have confirmed the state's first case of a new coronavirus strain. The person infected was described as a Martin County man in his 20s with no history of travel. The State Department is working with the CDC on this investigation. The department tweeted, "We encourage all to continue practicing COVID-19 mitigation." This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Lawmakers in D.C. pledged earlier this week to challenge Biden's victory in Pennsylvania and other battleground states, alleging local officials failed to follow their own election laws. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he would object to the electoral count on January 6th to allow debate on how the election was run. Hawley saying at the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. He also reminds everyone on Fox News,
"I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up in the election process. We had unprecedented interference from the biggest, most powerful corporations in the history of the world, the big tech corporations, all in favor of Joe Biden, censorship like we have never seen before. We have had no congressional investigation of the fraud. We need it. We've had no congressional action. We need that to protect our election. election going forward. So I'm going to make all of these points, and I'm going to try to force a debate about all of these points.
Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer, the Democrat from California, said Thursday there was no comparison between her effort to oppose the Electoral College results in 2004 and Republican Senator Josh Hawley's intention to object. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and oh, do I got a treat for you. Yes, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is with us, New York Times bestselling author, and we're going to be talking about his new book, The Harbinger 2. Remember, he gave us a little bit of a tease the last time we visited in Nashville. He said it was coming, and it is coming soon and very soon. Jonathan is also the co-leader of the Return National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance. He's the leader of Hope of the World Ministry. And Jonathan, always good to have you with us. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Always a blessing to be with you.
Hey, real quick, only because I mentioned it, and it's so important, and we're going to talk further at another time about the return, the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance. Like you, I am really excited about what I think is going to be a pivotal day, not only for America, but for the world.
Yeah, the return is exactly that. It is, I believe we're at a crucial moment. I think everybody realizes that. It's a critical moment for America, and the Lord gives the word, the promise, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their evil ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, I'll heal their land. So that, this is, we've known about this for years, we've known we had to do this for years. It's going to be September 26th. The focal point is the National Mall in Washington. At the same time, it's going to be all around America and all around the world. So you can, you know, everybody listen, if you can get in Washington, great. If you can't, you can do it in your church, your home, in your own gathering, in events, however you want to be able to be simulcast. So the only thing you need to know right now is let's start praying, because if America doesn't have revival, it's lost. And the other thing is for more information, just go to thereturn.org, and that'll tell you how you can be part, but you can be part no matter where you are, thereturn.org.
I am so excited about this, and Jonathan, thank you so much for sharing with us. Previously, we had talked about your 2019 book, The Oracle, which soared to many bestseller lists just days after its September 3rd release last year. You also caused a worldwide stir with the release of the New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, and then the mystery of the Shemitah, the Book of Mysteries, and the Paradigm. You've addressed members of Congress, spoken at the United Nations, was named along with Billy Graham and Keith Green as one of the top 40 spiritual leaders of the last 40 years who has radically changed our world. This is how powerful God has been using you, and we're blessed to have you on the air with us today.
Oh, thank you, Bill. And we've been talking from, I think, when the first time, my
exactly.
First book, and that's when I first met you, and it's been a joy. You are, you know, I was just talking to a mutual friend of ours. You're just a joy and a true man of God.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. To bring people into Harbinger 2, in case they missed it, real quick summary of the Harbinger, the original Harbinger, and what this leads us into Harbinger 2 and the revelation of what this new book will do for us.
Yeah, well, the Harbinger is the revealing of the template, the biblical template of judgment, where in the last days of ancient Israel, there were signs, warnings, harbingers of judgment coming, nine of them. And the amazing thing is those same nine harbingers have appeared now on American soil. And beginning with 9/11, here is the it always opens with a shaking, with a strike on the land. And then there's this period, this window of time, where the nation has to come back to God or head to judgment, and that's where we are now. So the harbinger is revealing all those things that happened, and I mean, very eerie, amazing things, but it's precise. And now we are further on this in this time period, and we're even signs that we're approaching. We may be approaching the end of the window or one of the ends of this window that we have. So the questions are: is America heading for judgment? Are the shakings that have come upon this land, the world, but particularly on America, a sign of the approach of judgment? And has this mystery that began with the harbinger, has it continued? Is it behind what is happening now? How much time do we have, and what are we to do about it? So the harbinger 2, which is the harbinger 2, the return, is answering all that, is opening that where we are. It's actually revealing, you know, there is much more. When I wrote the harbinger, there's much more that I couldn't put in the book than I did put in the book, which I knew there was going to be a time coming when I was to, you know, was to reveal it or to write it. And so that I'm going to be so that reveals those things that were not said before. Then also what's happened since the harbinger, where has America gone, what has appeared in the land, which more harbingers have, and then what is happening right now and where we are heading. So the harbinger 2 is opening up all that at a much more critical moment, which is right now.
What did you see as the triggering point for harbinger 2 in terms of the shaking, the current shaking that's going on?
Yeah, well, for years I've held off on writing this book because people have asked, okay, when's it going to have a sequel? I can't just write a sequel to Harbinger. It's got to be the Lord. So I prayed, last September, Lord, what do you want me to do? What's the next book? What do you want me to write? And is it this? And it was this. And I knew at that point, and I shared it publicly, that about this coming year, 2020, would be a year of shaking, of great shaking. And that actually what was in the harbinger was going to resume. And so this is before, and then I started writing it in January, and then, you know, it was like particularly March, everything just came upon America.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing, you know, when we look at the pattern of how God operates, and the harbinger really took us back to Isaiah 9 and 10, as you did so brilliantly, and it was so packed with revelation that with each turn of the page you were going, oh, I mean, your spirit was agreeing with God and what God had laid out for us. And there was quite the movement after the first harbinger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like we got a little bit of a pause, as you say, to say, okay, you know, if my people, and we're in that if my people stage. So it's the call to God's people. And so God gave us some time to come forth, right?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that is absolutely right. That is the biblical pattern, Bill. This is, you know, if you look at it again and again in the Bible, is first there's a shaking, and then there is this window. And actually, you know, and we've been in this, but in this time, America hasn't come closer to God. It's come, as a culture, has grown much farther, much brazenly against God, which is exactly what happened in the ancient case. You know, and the amazing thing is there are things in the harbinger. There's a chapter called Things to Come, and it speaks about the resuming of shakings, and it speaks about what kinds of shakings. It talks about, and this is what I wrote originally, it talks about the breakdown of order, disorder and infrastructure breaking down, natural calamity, man-made calamity, but also economic collapse and all sorts of things. I mean, we're kind of getting hit all at once right now, but it also even gives the timing because it pinpoints the year. I'll say why later, but it actually pinpointed 2020 according to the biblical template. Not that it had to happen, but that was the that was the template, pointing to this year as the year of the resuming of shakings. And I, so for years, Bill, I've been looking at this year, wondering, is it gonna go according to the mystery here in the Bible? And it has.
Well, you and I, last time we talked about 2020 being a year of vision, because I sensed a year of clarity. And though it may not be the way we would define it, we're not in control. This is God's popcorn stand, right?
Yeah, people are saying 2020, you know, a year vision, I see that. And at the same time, sometimes for us to see, there has to be darkness for there to be light. And I just had this sense that, again, I told the congregation, this is in January, the beginning, I said, you know, a year of dark events, but the point of God is actually to bring light, you know, and bring revival. And because sometimes it takes that. And we have not come back with anything else.
We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Mozambique is a country where there's a great spiritual hunger. Many looking to learn more about the gospel had nowhere to turn, so the Tide Ministry initiated a Bible training radio program in the Chichewa language to equip pastors to be spiritual leaders in their communities and congregations. One listener shared his appreciation of a broadcast on selected verses from Matthew and John, describing how a Christian walk should look, highlighting the narrow road and pronouncing Christ as the only way to salvation. The listener shares that now he knows Jesus to be the way and the truth. It is a blessing to hear from people eager to know the truth, and through the Tide Radio broadcast are now able to learn what the Bible teaches.
To learn more about how the Tide Radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Jonathan Cahn. His soon-to-be-released book, The Harbinger 2, we've been waiting for it ever since he teased us with it earlier in the year, and we're here to talk more about it. Jonathan, always a joy to have you with us, and as we were doing a lead-up, bringing people up to date from The Harbinger to Harbinger 2, there was a scripture appointed to be read in the day leading up to 9/11. Explain that to our audience.
Yeah, this is in the section of the Harbinger 2 is called the Unrevealed. These are some of the things that I could not speak of that started with 9/11 but are affecting us to this day. And then we get up to where we are right now. A few days before 9/11, there was an ancient scripture appointed to be read. This is from ages past. There's the appointing in every synagogue. You open up the scrolls to the appointed scripture that was appointed from, again, ages before. And they open it up. So what was it before 9/11? It was actually the scripture where Moses is telling Israel what will happen to them if they turn away from God. He talks about the blessings, but he says, but if you turn away from God, now this is to Israel, but it applies to America here. It says, what will happen? It says, an enemy will come from far away, a faraway land, and will come upon your land. It speaks about coming to your gate, interesting, because the gate of America is actually New York City. And it talks about specific details that were actually happened during the week, during the moment of 9/11. It says the enemy will come like an eagle upon the land. They come literally, I mean, it means coming, descending on it, upon it, but 9/11 actually literally through wings came on down. And the Hebrew says, it says specifically like a swooping eagle or an eagle swooping down, which is exactly how 9/11 took place. And actually on the plane that began 9/11, there actually was an image on the back of the plane, and it was an image of an eagle swooping down, the biblical sign of the beginning of judgment.
Wow. Wow. So before anyone realized what was happening on 9/11, there was an ancient alarm that was sounding. What was it?
Yeah, in the Bible, you know, the alarm, you know, they didn't have radar and they didn't have intelligence systems like we do, but they had the watchman. And so the watchman was on the wall, and the watchman had a trumpet or a shofar, ram's horn. And he would look, and if he saw anything coming, any danger coming, then it would sound it, and that was their alarm to the city. So the sound of the watchman was the alarm, and it was the alarm that the enemy was coming, an attack was coming upon the city. Now, the amazing thing is before the Pentagon knew, before the intelligence agency knew, before anybody knew, on 9/11, on that morning, the ancient sound of God's alarm began to be heard throughout the Northeast. And the reason is there are some days on the Hebrew calendar where the Jewish people are appointed to sound the sound of the watchman. And it's to be done in the morning. And in fact, it's linked around the time of dawn. And so not only did it happen, before 9/11 came, before the attack, as these terrorists were getting ready, but it actually follows the dawn. So the dawn first came to America. It first came upon Maine. It was in Maine that the first terrorist began. For some reason, we don't even know why. Muhammad Atta, they came to Maine, and as the dawn is coming, they pass through the security of the airport there in Maine, and the trumpets start sounding. So then the sunrise moves to Boston. So then they go to Boston, but as it moves, the trumpets of alarm that an enemy is coming go to Boston, are sounding throughout Boston. Then the sunrise moves to New York City. And so before they even got there, those trumpets are sounding throughout New York City, saying an attack is coming on the land. And then it moves to Washington, D.C. And so before the terrorists even got there, it was sounding, Bill, I mean, the ancient alarm of God, I mean, amazing. And right. The other thing is, when did they start? Well, on 9/11 in New York City, it started at sunrise, which is 6:30. That's at the time as the terrorists are coming, and they're going in the planes are coming, the trumpets are sounding all throughout where they're going, they're sounding. And then, finally, they have to stop around 10:30, about four hours later. So all the things on 9/11 happened, the last big the North Tower at the end. When did it happen? Just about 10:29, and then the trumpets grow silent.
How did we miss the trumpets, Jonathan?
Well, I think it's a great question because, you know, I think that the trumpets in itself is a sign because the trumpet, God has been calling America. The trumpets are sounding, you know, in every way, and we are not hearing it. We're missing it. We're missing it even now. You know, America is heading, if it doesn't turn back, is heading for calamity, and we're missing it.
So the watchmen are doing their
job. That's absolutely what you just said. We're not hearing the sound of the watchmen.
Yeah, exactly. And so the watchmen are doing their job because otherwise the blood is on their hands, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And you know, there are times, Bill, when I was sharing the Harbinger and I started, and I was saying, Lord, this is a heavy message. You know, yes. you know, it's kind of everything to share. And I just open the Bible and opens up to Son of Man. If the watchman does not sound the trumpet, I will require the blood on his head. So therefore, yes, we have to sound the trumpet. And every believer is in some way to be a watchman, watchwoman, and that we are sounding that we are to sound the gospel. There is judgment coming, and we need to sound it. And America, especially a nation that has known God, turning away. And listen, if we can't see the signs of the times now, we'll never see it. We are living in the times of the watchman.
Well, to your point, they're spiritually discerned. So if we're spiritually muted or dumbed down, we are going to miss the sound of the trumpet, the warning that comes from Almighty God Himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And right now, America as a whole, okay, I'm not speaking for His people, but America as a whole is missing it. And that's why I believe it's such a dangerous moment.
Right. Well, the culture has run amok. I mean, we're right here where the Bible warned us, Jonathan, that, you know, there would be that time. I it's quite foreboding when a sentence opens up with woe. And you know, you go, that's just a three-letter word, but woe. But there's just something profound about woe, that those days will come when evil is good and good is evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet, and are we not there right now?
We are absolutely right there. In fact, the Harbinger is actually, if you go by what happened in the template, it actually foretold that we would be there because the whole thing, and you remember, you mentioned Isaiah 9:10, that scripture, which is the Harbinger scripture, where the first attack comes on Israel and the people, instead of repenting, they respond with defiance. The bricks are fallen, but we're going to come back strong and we're going to rebuild. And what that was saying is that's what it was pointing to, that the culture was going worse. We're far worse than we were back then. That makes it dangerous. Even, do you remember the day after 9/11, that from Capitol Hill, the leader of the Senate majority leader, gives America's response, and he closes with Isaiah 9:10. And he, exactly, at the end, he says, that is what we're going to do. And so we are following it exactly.
Well, it's a humanistic viewpoint. It is a clear declaration that they're not looking to God, that we're turning our back, and we're looking to human strength instead of supernatural strength.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
And I'll tell you this, Bill, because we're mentioning that scripture with it, is that on the day of, you know, you know the Harbinger, and you mentioned, is that scripture, Isaiah 9, about the attack and about the response and about, you know, the beginning of a nation's judgment, Isaiah 9:10. But I didn't realize this when I wrote the Harbinger, but on the day of 9/11, all throughout America, believers were opening up their Bibles to that scripture before it happened. Because if you open up, if you get the one-year Bible has a scripture for every day of the year. And if you open up to that, the Harbinger, Isaiah 9:10, the beginning of a nation's judgment, the attack on the land, it has a date on top of it, and the date is September 11th. And it had been there for 15 years before 9/11. Every year on 9/11, believers are opening up their Bibles to the scripture on September 11th about the beginning of judgment and the strike on the land. It was all there.
Exactly. Jonathan, let me tell you, I have been a consistent student and reader of the one-year Bible for at least 15 years.
Wow.
For at least 15 years. I have been, I mean, this has been my daily read. The Old New Testament, Psalm and Proverbs, is all part of that format.
Yeah, and if you look, I mean, you can do this if you haven't. You've probably already seen it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But if you look, if you open up, and it's for anybody at home, you open up the one-year Bible to the Isaiah 9:10, you're going to find September 11th. It was all there. And who could put that together? Because for that to happen, you have to have, like, every verse of the Bible, starting with Genesis, has got to end up so that on September 11th you have Isaiah 9:10. I mean, it's amazing.
Once again, the hand of God is so evident if we only have eyes to see. You've got to go to break. More from Jonathan Kahn after this.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Times Square in New York City was missing its crowds New Year's Eve. It was off limits to all but a limited group of socially distanced in-person honorees, plus some celebrity acts. Nonetheless, celebrations erupted across the globe with an opportunity to celebrate the start of 2021. As we set into the new year, it's important to keep your goals in focus. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Jerry Weiss-Corbelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. I know you're on the edge of your seat, and you'll remain there until we complete this, because like all the times that Jonathan Kahn and I get together, even an hour is not enough. But we're giving you as much as we can with the allotted time that we do have, and we're talking about his brand-new book, Harbinger 2. Jonathan, one question I meant to ask you about was one of the mysteries in Harbinger 2 has to deal with the Pentagon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, one of the principles of judgment, when judgment comes, is that God brings the nation back to its foundation. He says, I will expose its foundation. I'm going to bring down the wall, and it's going to bring everything back to the beginning. America's military power, you know, is linked to the Pentagon, and that's the rise of it. And the Pentagon began in 1941 when America entered the Second World War, which is really the turning point of where it's going to go to superpower. It's going to emerge from that war, superpower, super military power. That was the turning point in 1941, and the Pentagon was linked to it. They got together on that land and broke the ground of the Pentagon. They began the building of the Pentagon, which is the beginning of the rise of America as a superpower and super military power. When was it? It was September 11th, 9/11. The Pentagon was born on 9/11.
9/11?
9/11 was a day of calamity. It was already the day of foundation. God says, I will bring them back to the foundation. And what I built up, that was on September 11th in 1941, I will tear down. And the warning is, if America turns away from God, God. All its blessings and powers are from God. And saying, if you turn away, America's going to crumble as a superpower. And I won't go into it. But not only that, but even America's economic power was also founded on 9/11. And New York City was founded on 9/11. So I mean, it's amazing. But that's God.
Wow, that is amazing. I'd never heard that before. 9/11, 1941, and look at the pending threats right now from China, North Korea, Russia. I mean, they are abounding. So we're not talking about some incredible miracle coming out of nowhere. I mean, America has turned its back on God, and we are paying the price, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and we will. If we do not turn back, that is the warning, and we're getting closer. That's what the Harbinger 2 is revealing.
Exactly. Wow. Jonathan, that is amazing, and thank you for opening our eyes to this.
There's so much.
I know. Much. And so let's talk about the ancient mystery that reveals what would happen to America next.
What it reveals is that what has happened and where we are, that the nation, ancient Israel, got worse before the end came. It called good evil, as you said, called evil good, and more warnings came. And in this period since the Harbinger, what we just touched on some that were called the unrevealed from the beginning. Then the next one is what's happened since in this period as America's been falling away from God. What has happened? Well, I'll give you a quick little taste of it. One is, one of the harbingers is that tree at ground zero.
Yes.
The sycamore has fallen, but we will plant cedars in their place, or the Hebrew word is Erez tree. And exactly on 9/11, a sycamore is struck down at ground zero, and they actually plant the exact tree, biblical tree, in its place, which is a sign of defiance. So they have a ceremony. They don't know what they're doing, but they're fulfilling the harbinger. So they call it the tree of hope. And it's a symbol. The nation's saying it's a stronger tree. We're coming back stronger. Well, what happened to the tree of hope? One of the biblical signs of judgment is what happened to it. And that is, in the Bible it says that the sign of a nation's judgment is that it will a tree withering away. The tree of hope began to wither away. Another's at ground zero. Another sign of a nation withering away, morally, spiritually, ready to fall. The other sign of that is that the breaking off of the branches of a tree. Well, they started breaking off the branches of the tree of hope and try to save it. The final thing is, in the Bible, is of judgment is the fall of the cedar or the fall of the Erez tree, because this is a strong tree. It's not like the sycamore. So if it falls, this is a major thing it's talking about. Well, the tree of hope, which is an Erez tree, or like a cedar, fell, was destroyed at ground zero, and it was destroyed on a Hebrew holy day. It was destroyed on Passover. And on the night that it was destroyed, another biblical sign, the moon turned blood red, eclipsed, which was like three biblical signs of judgment. And so the warning here is that, a sycamore is a wheat tree, so that corresponded to 9/11. But if the fall of the Erez tree, that's a strong one, that means something, that would point to something much greater than 9/11 is coming if we don't turn back.
Well, I recall the remarks of former President Ronald Reagan. It was at an ecumenical prayer breakfast in Dallas, Texas, Jonathan. He said, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. Boy, does that echo through the decades, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
We are there.
Yeah.
And I'll give you another example. This is just where we've gone. One of the signs of an Israel's last days of judgment is the image of false gods. And that when a nation drives God out, other gods come in. Now, we would never admit that in America. But as we drove God out, other gods, the gods of lust, gods of immorality, gods of, materialism, all come into the play. But we'll never call them that. But Ezekiel, is taken to the temple in the last days of Israel, and he's shown an image. He said, I saw the image. It was a foreign god. And God says, now judgment is coming. So, but amazing thing is that actually an image of a god appeared in New York City, and it had to be the largest image of a god ever. The head of the god was over 300 feet. It was projected on the Empire State Building. That's how big this thing was. And it was the god Kali, foreign god, which is the god of darkness. You said before, you alluded to Isaiah, what are those who call evil good? put and who put light for darkness. They literally used light to project the god of darkness over New York City. And so over New York City is not only that, it wasn't the god of darkness, it was the god of death and destruction over New York City. It was just a bizarre sight. And the thing is, Bill, on that same day, it was Saturday, so that means the scrolls were open all throughout New York City.
Exactly.
The scrolls were open. And the scroll that was opened, it was the verse that was said was God saying, do not make an image of a god or judgment will come.
Wow. And look at New York today. I was speaking with a mortgage expert. He told me, he says, Bill, over 10,000 apartments lie empty in New York City today. People are moving out at the rate of 300 per day.
Oh, man, yeah. New York is so much the center of so many things, and in the harbinger, I mean, it's the center of the harbingers, and the center of so much of America, where it's going. And yeah, so here they put up death, you know, this thing of death and destruction over New York City, and look what happened to New York City. We'll get to it, because as this progresses, it comes to where we are now, you know, which is where the plague and all that. And now,
exactly.
And they actually then lit up the same building, the Empire State Building was now lit up during the time of this pestilence, was lit up blood red.
You know, interesting, Jonathan, that when you look at the decisions that President Trump made to close out the West Coast from air traffic from China, but yet nothing was done because there was so much bitterness and name-calling that he was xenophobic for closing down air travel from China to the West, so that, instinctively he wanted to close down the East, but didn't. And so what happened is after the Chinese New Year, people went to, well, there's northern Italy where they hang out very heavily. I mean, it's a bit of a central area. So that became the portal for them, you know, through Europe to come. And where did they come? They came to New York.
Yeah, New York, which has been the source of so many things, and including sin on America, was the source of more than half of the cases in America were traced to New York City.
Well, Jonathan, we got about a minute and a half left before the next break, and again, there's just not enough time.
Let me set the stage for it. Okay, we're going to get to where we are right now, and that is this. I told you that in the Harbinger, in this mystery, it actually pinpoints the timing of the resuming of the shakings. The amazing thing is this. The dates are in the Harbinger, and that is there's a pattern where it's asked, how long is it from the first shaking of the nation, that strike on the land, to the year when the shakings were the big shakings come? Well, if you look at it, it's a 19-year period, 19 years from until that happened, 605 B.C. to 586 B.C. Well, if you take the first strike in America, 2001, 9/11, count to the 19th year, what year do we get?
2020. Exactly.
2020. And 19 is a number of judgment. What is even the name of this pandemic? It's COVID-19.
We've got to go to break. More from Rabbi Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call
call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
With you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Every time I've spoken with Jonathan, it was only recently that I understood that I was confusing him, because I'd said, every time we have a discussion, you chicken skin me. And he it was like he didn't quite understand, because, you know, although he understands Hebrew, and if I put it in that context, it would make sense. But I gave it to him in a colloquial sort of way from the South, and chicken skin is that you get goosebumped. And I'll tell you, if you're not goosebumped right now after three segments with Jonathan Kahn, get ready, because we're going to talk more about Harbinger 2 coming to you soon and very soon. You mentioned, Jonathan, before the break, the 19-year mystery. Again, let's reinforce this.
Yeah, the biblical summit, and listen, for years, Bill, because of that, I actually was looking at this year 2020 and saying, Lord, it's going to happen that way. It actually, when in the Harbinger, and you can see it, it's in the chapter called Things to Come, the original, it's opened up in the Harbinger too, but it says, where the man asked the prophet, it says, you know, how long is it from the first strike to, you know, when these bigger shakings come, the calamity? Well, and the dates are put right there, and it's 19 years. So when you take the first strike, that corresponds with America, is 9/11, and you count to the 19th year, you get 2020. And not only that, Bill, but the prophet Jeremiah actually prophesied of what was going to happen in that 19th year. And one of the things that was going to happen is a plague, a pestilence, which is going to lead to this. And you talk about, you know, a heavy. Well, listen to this. This is in the Harbinger 2. There's a chapter called the plague. And there's so much there, but I'll just give a little thing here. Now, one of the things in the Bible, and this is, now I'm not saying that, you know, there's only one cause for one event, and I'm certainly not saying that when judgment comes to a nation or a world, nothing to do with that. But does God use pestilences? Absolutely. To call people back to him, to judge the gods, to shake? Absolutely. Well, in the Bible, here's the fact. Jeremiah says that judgment was coming to Israel for, and a plague was coming, particularly for one particular sin, all the sins, but one above others, and that is because that civilization offered up their children as sacrifices.
Wow.
And he says, so therefore, the plague, as there was death, you caused so much death, death is going to come to you. So here, now what's happened? We have the plague begins in China, where there's more abortions than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. We have a plague on a whole generation that has killed more people than any other generation. 1.5 billion children have been killed. In America, 60 million children have been killed. America led much of the world into abortion. But not only that, we got a plague. You know, this is a sin of the older against the younger of the generation. Now we've got a plague that particularly strikes the older of the generation.
Mm.
And it's just when the generation is coming to its end that legalized abortion. This is the generation. But not only that, where, you know, Jeremiah says it will happen where you have slaughtered the children, it will come back to you. But what is the center of abortion in America? It's New York.
Yes.
What was the center of the plague and of more people dying? Even to this day, it was New York City. No place was hit so much. That's where the plague, that's the abortion capital of America. And that's where that happened. Not only that, you know, it was New York that pioneered abortion in America on demand, that really led America to abortion. It was in 1970. And so in the same way you just mentioned before, that it was from New York that this plague came to most of America.
Exactly.
Not only that, but the day that there was another port that also legalized abortion that same year, which was Seattle, Washington, that was the place where they had the first case, you know, documented case in America. And the day, and it went in headlines all across newspapers in America. On the headlines of that day, it had a date next to it, January 22nd, the day that America legalized abortion. And it was also the one-year anniversary that New York passed that horrific law. Of killing children up to the time of birth, and they lit up the tower, the Harbinger, at Ground Zero to celebrate it. And so 1 year to the day it happened, and it came back to New York. So here is all that. But let me just give you this. This is so big. But the thing is that also the prophet Jeremiah, he said that when he prophesied of this, he said, because of what you did, there's going to be so much death happening, you won't be able to handle the death, the burials. Well, New York had so much death, it couldn't handle the burials, and they took the unclaimed people, bodies, and they sent it to an island. Now, Jeremiah, when he prophesied that, he was prophesying it at the potter's gate, holding the potter's jar. It's by the potter's field. The place where New York buried them was called Potter's Field. Not only that, let me give you this. You've always heard about the bomb of Gilead.
Yes.
They're crying out. Well, that was from Jeremiah crying out. He's speaking about this very prophecy about what's going to happen because of what you did to the children. And he says, Lord, is there any bomb, a cure in Gilead for our people? Well, there wasn't. Well, America was searching for a cure. A company in the springtime came up. They said, we've got a cure. It was just a little kind of cure. The stock market went up 500 points. The name of the company was Gilead. The bomb from Gilead. Not only that, but let me give you one more, and because there's so much, I'm just touching on it. But you know, there's a jubilee also of judgment where, and the thing is that if you look at when America began abortion, it was 1970, particularly in New York, on demand. If you count to the jubilee in year, it's 2020. And the thing is that if you count, you look at the date that actually New York legalized it. It was April 9th and 10th, two votes. When they did a study to when the plague came on New York and it reached its peak, it was April 9th and April 10th, exact 50 years to the exact day.
Boy, Jonathan, you know, this is the thing that people need to pause and really get their brain around, is God doesn't do things happenstantially. It happens according to his character. It's always consistent. You know, whether we're talking about the Oracle, the Harbinger 1, Harbinger 2, again, you remind us so clearly that God is exact to the day and to the moment. And then, you know, the other thing that was so uncanny is that when you go back and look at Scripture and see how Scripture aligns with current events.
Yes. Yeah. And speaking than that, you know, and the ultimate thing, and I will tell you too, because, you know, this is, I mean, a shaking kind of thing. So we're in a time of great shaking, you know. Mm-hmm. But God's heart is for redemption, and that's the only reason why he even allows shaking. And the thing is that here we are, you know, and one of the scriptures in the, you know, the Harbinger too gets into how to change, how to deal with what's coming, and, mm-hmm. and how to prosper in it, but also how to turn it around. And there is the scripture, if my people, as we said, are called by my name. Well, we've said that, but what's the verse before that? The verse before that says, if I send a plague on the land, then if my people come before me and repent, and I will heal their land. It says, we got the plague. Then it also says, if I send locusts. Well, you know that 2020 is the greatest year of locusts in generations around the world. And also it says, if I send a famine. Well, there's also famine around the world. So if we are in the time now, listen, this can be the greatest moment for us. You know, if we'll shine in the darkness, there could be revival, but we have to, it begins with us, if my people who are called by my name.
Well, if there was ever a time that we needed to follow the example of the Issachar brothers, it is now, is it not?
There is so, I mean, yes,
we're talking about students who understood the times. I want to make sure, in case people understand, why does Bill bring up Issachar again?
The sons of Issachar knew the times and what they should do. So we have to know, we are in biblical times, we are in dramatic times. That's why I believe you, and I didn't know this was coming, I didn't know the details, but in September, last September, when I'm praying, God says, this is when you have to write the Harbinger 2, because this is the time. It's going to resume. And this is what we have to be ready. And this could be, we have to respond. This could be our greatest moment. There's so much. I mean, we're just, of course, you know, touching on it. But this is a critical moment. This is a destiny moment. We have to rise. If we will seek God, pray, turn from our evil ways, and enter revival ourselves, God will hear our prayer. And God will can be revival. It's either going to be revival or judgment. And sometimes there's even judgments that lead to revival. So
exactly.
I believe, and also, Bill, that we're heading to a critical time in September. The Harbinger 2 is coming out in September 1st, officially. But September, I believe, is going to be critical. It's also the return. And this autumn is going to be critical. But we are, it's make or break. This is life or death. This is the moment.
Jonathan, what God has revealed to me at the crossroads of life, sometimes there are exacting moments and choices that must be made. And I believe the moment and choice where we are at right now is a generational opportunity, in much the same way that our parents before us went to defend freedom during World War II and known as the world's greatest generation. This generation stands at the forefront of becoming the next greatest generation by a clear, dramatic spiritual choice that it must make.
Oh, this is it. And listen, if you ever wanted to live in biblical times, you're in it. And if you ever wanted to live in a time of destiny, you make a difference, you're in it now. You're in it now. I wrote the Harbinger 2 so that we can know the signs of the times and know what's happening and know where we're going. But there's a big if, you know, if my people. So I'm saying to everybody listening, if this is our moment. This is our moment. Let's rise to it.
Amen. Jonathan, you talk of the watchman. You're, in a sense, you are a watchman of a peculiar type, are you not?
Well, I know, and
I don't mean peculiar funny. I mean specific. Okay,
I'm hearing.
I'm chicken skinning you again. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I believe the Lord called me to be to sound the alarm, and I know I can't get out of that, and I'm not going to try. But He called me to do that, and the Harbinger too is a trumpet sound. It's really is that actually it ends with a man standing on the Statue of Liberty and sounding the shofar, sounding the trumpet of the watchman, and that's what it is.
As Rabbi Jonathan Kahn says, there is something rather climactic, but we're going to leave that to you to read in the book, Harbinger 2. Again, Jonathan, how can they be in touch with you?
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, the Harbinger 2 is coming out on September 1st, but you can get it. You can even get it now, pre-order it whenever you hear this. Chris is actually going to give you almost every one of my books as a gift if you do pre-order it. So that if you go to theharbingerreturns.com, I think, theharbingerreturns.com, but you can get it anywhere, you know, Amazon, anywhere else, okay?
Exactly.
But thank you. And if you get in touch, it's hopeoftheworld.org, and we'll send you free gifts and prophecy updates, free discs. You'll get mysteries. You'll be very blessed. So thank you, Bill. You know, it's always a joy with you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius.